The way of the godly leads to life. That path does not lead to death. The way of the godly leads to life. It does not lead to death. How do we become godly? That's by giving our lives over to Christ and following his teachings of being obedient to him, trusting in him. And that path leads to life. That's life eternal with Jesus in heaven. And what a life that will be. The path, that path does not lead to death. And we have to be sure of that as Christians in our lives as we live it out, that we will be with Christ in heaven. That path, once we are on it, does not lead to death. And that path is a straight path. It's a path that doesn't turn to the left. It doesn't turn to the right. It goes straight. And that is what we should always keep on. There's many temptations to try to lead us off that path, but we should put our feet on that path and look straight ahead, because at the end of that path, which is our life, is heaven. In John Bunyan's famous book, A Pilgrim's Progress, it's the celestial city, the path that was straight that he needed to go on. Many times, Christian in that book was deceived and went off that path by different people. Sometimes he went off that path himself, thinking it was a shortcut. But what we need to do is keep straight on that path. There will be many toils and trouble on that path, but it's a straight path that we follow. It will not lead to death. Every other path that goes off it leads to death. But once we are on that path, and we are sure we are on that path, it leads to life. And we set our sights on the finish, as Paul says. We set it on the end. We are in that race. It's like a walking race. Some people, it might be a sprinting race, but it will finish. It doesn't go on forever and ever. It will finish. And the closer we get to the end, the less time, of course, we have to do the things that God has called us to do. But we know that the path leads to life. And it isn't a life that we live here now. It's a life that is going to be so blessed. It's going to be so amazing. I don't think I could ever even describe it in my wildest dreams. I would love just to feel what that would be like. And I suppose if so many people did, they would just want to be there. But it's something that we expect and something that we know that God has promised to us. And we are on that path, the path that leads to life and not to death. What a glorious promise God has given us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we lead godly lives and give our lives over to you, we are on the path to live eternally with you in heaven. May many people join us, moving off the paths that lead to death. Amen.